from the Arts Council. Tim, good morning. How are you today?
Hey, Duke. I'm good. The Swift Creek is flowing brown right now. And, you know, I don't know about anybody else out there, but some people think it's mud, but I think it's chocolate from Mr. Wonka. So we're excited. It's a perfect backdrop for coming up on Willy Wonka next week.
I was through the South End, and I will say that creek is also
it's everywhere.
It's part of the chocolate factory. That was okay. So who runs the social media?
That's me. Yeah.
That was you. Okay, I was wondering because that was pretty clever.
I was on a run, you know, just running the neighborhood two, three mornings ago, and I like to jog down to the elementary school in Afton and cross the bridge, and I was like, that is a brown Swift Creek. And then I doubled back because I thought that could be a good picture to tie into
it. Really
the show.
Was, so yeah, anyway, really was.
Kind of fun.
Yeah. So that leads us, of course, right into Willy Wonka Jr., which I know a lot of people are getting excited about for next week.
Yeah, we have nearly 60 kids, which, you know, we've been joking. It's going to be a lot of Oompa Loompas. And it is, but we're just so thrilled with what this is turning into. Tina Crowther and Teresa Boson, our directors, have just done a fantastic job. On top of that, just the support of parents, just to, you know, there's parents that are bringing their kids from Lower Valley, and it's practice rehearsals pretty much every day. And the lead characters are rehearsing every Friday in Aetna. So it's just a huge sacrifice. We've got the Ford Theater that's just bending over backwards to be accommodating with that space. And again, just the kids showing up every day. And, you know, my 7-year-old daughter Eleanor is in the show, and she's just pushing through. Those Saturday morning rehearsals are hard for her, you know. But it's just going to be so awesome. Such a great show. Our wonderful directors, again, the kids, the supportive parents, our community sponsors, we're just thrilled.
Well, and there's really no reason to not be there because there's 4 total showings. And so you find a time to go to one of them, right?
That's right. Well, and in some cases, you know, with Freedom Festival weekend, we intentionally put it that weekend. Because the town of Afton Tourism Board, by the way, they're our real marquee sponsor here, so we're so thankful for them. But they've started just doing this awesome, just blocking off, you know, between 4th and 6th Avenue for Freedom Festival. They just block off the roads. So that you just got all this wonderful foot traffic. And then at the same time, we've got, you know, Willy Wonka going on. So people, when they're downtown enjoying just the different bounce houses and other festivities, they can catch a show. It's $8 a ticket, you know, just support the theater, support these wonderful kids of what they're doing. So that's going to be, Friday night, and then 2 performances on that Saturday.
And then the following Monday as well, correct?
Following Monday, we'll wrap it up, yeah.
So there's plenty of opportunity to go see the show. If it's half as good as last year, it's going to be fantastic.
It'll be a blast. So, we're just going to love it, yeah. Absolutely. And again, you just kind of picture, I don't know, what are we, 20, 25 Oompa Loompas that are getting up, you know, with...
You're going to buy the old paint out of stock is what's going to happen.
It's just going to be awesome. So we're really excited. And again, thanks to the Afton Tourism Board and just this wonderful community. We've really got some great momentum with this production.
Tickets are being handled through the Ford Theater,
yeah,
right?
We're partnering with Salt River Arts Society, Ford Theater, to handle ticketing for us. So you can still go to our website to get tickets, starvalleyarts.org/events, or you can go just straight to saltriverarts.com and get tickets that way.
Tim Hill, Executive Director of the Star Valley Arts Council. So Willy Wonka Jr. during the Afton Freedom Festival next week, Friday, Saturday, and the following Monday. Really exciting announcement about Shakespeare in the Park. They're coming back, but a new venue, this year.
Yeah. Yeah, Montana Shakespeare in the Park is the name of the organization. So, but from time to time, they'll put on something different. And they always do 2 shows. So one of them was a lesser-known Shakespeare production. Well, the other was The Three Musketeers. And now you get assigned a show from them, and we got assigned the Shakespeare production. So we're a little bit like, oh, man, you know, it would be really awesome to bring The Three Musketeers, especially because it overlaps with Fair Week. So we're like, we could just tie it into the fair. So we reached out to them and said, is there any way we could just change it to The Three Musketeers? And they said, you guys have been hosting us for years and years. Yeah, you bet. We'll change the route. So Three Musketeers, August 9th, Wednesday, during Fair Week. We'll have it just north of the Afton Civic Center in the grass lawn right there. It's just going to be awesome. We've seen some, you know, we've seen the cast. We've seen some of the swashbuckling and sword fighting that they're preparing. So super family-friendly show. Obviously, a little bit of mild violence with the Three Musketeers, but we're really excited to have them come.
The great thing about Shakespeare in the Parks is it's always been free to attend, yeah. Right? And yeah. And this is no exception. You just, while you're at the fair, walk across the parking lot, enjoy the show.
Yeah, and we're excited to tie that into the fair. You know, we anticipate drawing an audience to this performance that we don't typically, right? We usually just place it in a park, whether it's Thane or Aetna, and it draws the Shakespeare group, which is wonderful. But this time, it's kind of like, oh, well, let's pair it with the fair and maybe draw in a demographic that we don't typically.
So the Three Musketeers happening during the Lincoln County Fair, August 9th in Afton at the fairgrounds. Tim Hell in studio this morning. Tim, last time we talked, you mentioned the search for a new executive director, and yeah. It sounds like application deadline's coming up quick.
Yeah, next week is the deadline. We're just so excited about this. I'll be transitioning to a board position. We've already kind of had our annual meeting to get that all organized. So I'm excited to continue on the board for as long as I can. And the word is out. We're receiving applications. So we're excited to bring on a new executive director to really, the way I've been phrasing it, is just kind of take the Arts Council to the next level. We've already done a lot of things with just bringing in new programs and obviously with Children's Summer Theater Camp and other things. But my capacity is at a limit, so it's time to bring in somebody that can really take this and continue to grow it across this community. We're making between the Arts Council, the Arts Society, SVI, other individuals, the arts are really establishing a presence here in this community, and we're excited to continue to be a part of that, and we hope this executive director can really take that and run with it.
Absolutely. So application deadline June 21st, and you can apply online, correct?
Apply online, starvalleyarts.org/job, J-O-B. You can read the full description, and this is a part-time position for now. We anticipate it's turning into a full-time position in the coming years, and it's just a great position. We're a fun board to work with, and you know, the job is flexible. You can kind of set your own hours. So it should be a really fun position for the right candidate.
All right. June 21st, the deadline. Apply online at starvalleyarts.org/job. And again, Willy Wonka Jr. next week. Got to be there.
It's going to be great.
All right.
Thanks,
Tim Hale, Executive Director of the Star Valley Arts Council. It's all part of the Weekday Wake Up on SVI.